Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores on our Ferguson Showroom Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
And Joe, I was pointing out in the process that don't tell me that there aren't quality minority candidates out there. A guy that we know who is on Woody Woodenhofer's staff here, Perry Fuel, is the Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator, could walk in and meet any athletic director or college president, and believe me, could be a head coach now at the 1A level, but for whatever reason, he's not going to be in the process, or maybe he is. Yeah. But somebody should at least do their homework and go out there and press for more inclusion.
And you know, you're absolutely right. And you know, the other thing that happens, and Frank, maybe you know better, having played in the NFL, but I think there are guys, you know, when they get caught up in this so-called "you must include minorities in your interview process," there are some that look at that and go, "Well, I don't want to go interview for that because they have no interest in me." There's kind of a double-edged sword there. You have to be, you know, serious about who's really seriously looking and who already knows who they're going to hire, and they're just going through the process. So, you know, you hear a lot of guys that say, I don't even want to get involved in that because they're not looking seriously.
Well, I think, Joe, it might be, yeah, I think like for a Dennis Green or something like that, a guy who's been there, done that, he's not going to want to go through that. But right. I think it's more beneficial, as I told Hosey, is that you know, for younger coaches who haven't been through the process, even though you know you're not going to get, you know, probably get the job, they're going to hire an established guy, that at least you can go through the process, and you hope that the process is fair and given the same way it would be in other circumstances.
No question. And Mark, I kind of think back to the years ago when we were in television. I had some people who used to tell me that you needed to interview for jobs every year or two, even if you really didn't have any interest in them, but you needed to stay in the process.
Yep.
And I always thought that was fascinating, but that they really encouraged you to stay involved and stay out there just for that reason. So certainly it helps. And I'm going to be, there are so many jobs open now and others coming. It's going to be interesting to see what the process is. And, you know, I was kind of surprised. I heard Kevin talk about, you know, how quickly they hired Houston Nutt at Ole Miss. I don't know what the rules are. You know, I thought sometimes you had to advertise a position for a certain amount of time or whatever. I know at Vanderbilt when there are hirings, that's part of a process that you have to go through. And so apparently that was not the case there.
Yeah, I go and interview for probably 4 or 5 sideline reporter jobs each offseason.
Well, there's no question about that. And I know you take it. Well, see, part of your bargaining, you know, has now gone away because you go in and say, no, I demand an aisle seat on the plane.
or a window,
you know, those kind of things. I demand that it not rain on my football games. You know, you've lost all that.
Yeah, I know. Not much bargaining power.
Joe, I wanted to ask you about the SEC East and just how interesting it's going to be in hoops this year, because so many of the teams are young. You got Florida, and they've got that whole group of freshmen in who you know are going to get better. South Carolina, the same thing. Kentucky, you figure that Alex Legion and A.J. Stewart will get better, and what is true in December might not be so in March.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. To see how this group grows up, all these guys grow up. And then you've got, you know, a couple of teams that have some of the veterans coming back. Of course, Tennessee with Chris Lofton coming back, and you saw what he did last night with 8 3-pointers. And of course, Vanderbilt with Shane coming back and some of those guys. You know, it could be a lot like football in that they might just kind of beat themselves up a little bit through the course of the season. But it is a very different-looking East. And I think, you know, you can pick a favorite if you want to, but I really don't think there is one right now. I think you just have to kind of see what happens over the next couple of months and see how they develop. But this could be a very interesting year in the SEC. And, I think it's going to be a time when the East just kind of picks off each other for most of the year.
And over at Memorial Gym tonight, it will be women's basketball with Duke in town. That should be quite a challenge for Melanie Balkin's team.
That's one they've been looking forward to. They got they got beat pretty soundly last year on their trip to Durham, and so they've been looking forward to this opportunity to get them back. Now, the difference is Duke with a different coach, it's a different system. It's not the same Duke team they played last year, but they're very good. Duke's coming off a pretty good thumping at the hands of UConn, so they'll be ready to play as well. It should be a really good atmosphere in the gym tonight. They're expecting a good crowd. Hopefully others, if you're just out and about, you know, can go tonight and see a really good basketball game.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.